U.S. Bitcoin ETFs shed 1B as inflation fears drive outflows. U.S.-listed spot Bitcoin ETFs just posted their roughest week of capital flight since the end of January, with roughly $1 billion in net weekly outflows, according to a Crypto Slate report flagged by the outlet on May 16, 2026. The reversal lands as Bitcoin trades near $77,910 as of May 16, 2026, down 1.63% on the day and 3.06% over the past 7 days. A sharp pivot from recent inflows. The Bitcoin ETF complex spent most of the prior month absorbing net inflows, with allocators using the products as their default vehicle for adding spot exposure. The fresh 1BTC weekly outflow figure breaks that pattern. CryptoSlate frames it as the most severe weekly capital flight since the end of January, when ETF flows last turned decisively negative during a period of rising long-end treasury yields. The number itself is the headline, but the speed of the rotation is what positioning desks will read. Going from net buyer to 1BTC net seller within a single 5-day window suggests institutional allocators are responding to a specific macro signal rather than rebalancing on the margin. Inflation fears are the cited driver. The framing in the original report points directly at inflation expectations. That puts Bitcoin in the same boat as long-duration equities and gold-adjacent positioning, an asset where the discount rate matters, and where any uptick in sticky inflation readings forces a repricing of forward returns. There is a second-order effect worth naming. ETF inflows have been the most visible institutional vote of confidence in Bitcoin since the spot products launched. When that flow reverses, the narrative shifts from structural demand floor to tactical risk position, and the order book starts trading more like the NASDAQ and less like a separate asset class. Price action lines up with the flow reversal. The market snapshot as of May 16, 2026, shows the broader complex sliding alongside Bitcoin. Ether trades at $2,174, down 2.07% on the day, down 6.04% on the week. Solana at $8,609, down 3.47% on the day, down 7.7% on the week. BNB at $652.19 and XRP at $141. The coin market cap fear and greed reading sits at 42 in neutral territory but tilting toward fear. That mix of moderate weekly drawdowns and a neutral sentiment print is consistent with capital rotation rather than a flush. Institutional money is stepping back from new ETF allocations and trimming existing exposure, but retail panic indicators are not flashing red. The institutional conviction read, a single rough week does not break the longer-term institutional thesis. Public company Bitcoin treasuries kept adding through the prior 12 months, and corporate buying patterns operate on a different clock than ETF flow data. But the ETF channel is the cleanest weekly signal of how discretionary allocators are positioned, and a 1B reversal is a real data point, not noise. It also lands in a market that already had reasons to be cautious. Earlier this week, the broader complex sold off on what analysts framed as global crisis tripwires across multiple regions, and intraday outflows had already produced a $635 million single-day ETF print earlier in the cycle. The weekly aggregate now ratifies that intraday move as part of a sustained pattern, not a one-day anomaly. The practical read. For anyone watching ETF flow data as a positioning proxy, the takeaway is straightforward. A 1B net weekly outflow with inflation cited as the catalyst is a signal that the marginal institutional buyer has paused. It does not say the structural demand is gone. It says the bid has stepped back while macro data resolves. The next CPI print, the next Fed dot plot revision, and the next set of weekly ETF flow data will tell the rest of the story. Until then, the order book has to absorb that 1B of inventory somewhere, and that pressure tends to show up first in spot price and second in implied volatility.